First of all, Justin, congratulations. Why do this deal, in your opinion?
Well, I do this deal. I want to be a part of the Chiefs. I said that a long time ago. I love Coach Reed. I feel like Coach Reed takes me to another level. I love the coaching staff he brought in, the guys he got, and the support you get. They make you believe in yourself, and they also help you become a better player. Every chance they get, they always pushing you. They never let you settle.
In looking at this thing long term and what it could mean for your place in Chiefs history, do you think about that and where you want to be when you're at the end of the road?
I have. Before I even started playing for the Chiefs, I always wanted to be the greatest at what I do. And I take pride in what I do, and I really want to be one of the greatest to ever play this game at my position. So I think that's, by me wanting to be great, I feel like it feeds, other people feeds off my energy, and I can help motivate other guys to be great.
Now we can talk football. What about this defense? How good can it be?
Here comes Houston. And he's got it.
Tannehill's got a throw. He's in trouble. The Chiefs sack him at midfield. And Kansas City holds the fort.
I think we can be the best defense in the league. Everybody believe in it. Everybody do their job and put in the work we're supposed to put in. We can be the best defense in the league.
Everybody sees the 22 sacks. We all know that. But isn't it more than that? You're asked to do a lot of things in this defense.
It is. I think that's the one of the hardest defense to play in as an outside linebacker, because you got to drop in coverage as well as play the run, set the edge, and rush the pass.
Fake the handoff. They throw it right side, and they get Emmanuel Sanders. Justin Houston reads it all the way.
To me, I work on everything. I just don't want to be known as a pass rusher. I want to be able to cover and stop the run.
What about the role as a leader now? Because you've signed a long-term deal here. What about becoming that leader in the middle of the defense?
Coach Reed always pulled me to the side. He always said, your voice carries. People listen to you. You have one-of-a-kind voice.
What's that baritone right there? Come on, bro, baby.
Leave it all out here. Everything, bro. Everything we got. Every play, bro. We're going to leave it out here, bro.
And I learned from Tama. If you pay attention to Tama, Tama's never quiet. He's always loud. He always got something to say to keep guys going. So it's never a dull moment with Tama. So I sit back and I have learned a lot from Tama, not just being a pass rusher, but being a leader as well. So
how much closer have you grown to him? It's like you guys have become brothers almost.
We are. He took me under his wing when I first got here. So it was kind of tough developing a relationship because we didn't have much time. But the more time we spent around each other, the closer we came. So like we are like brothers. So we make sure we feed off one another.
And then what about your role in a younger player like a Dee Ford or a Josh Martin?
You got to find a way, some way to motivate them, to get them going, to make them believe in themselves. And once they start making plays on the field, that'll happen. So once you just continue to stay with them, don't give up on them, talk positive to them, they'll start believing in themselves. And once they start doing that, they'll make plays.
There's millions of people excited now that you're going to be a part of this team and a leader of this team for a long time. What would you tell them?
Let's get this ring.